Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And once again, we're rejoined by L. Ron Ferguson.
Yay!
Oh, boy. He's kind of wound up today. I don't want to encourage him because I've got a lot for him to do today because we're going to record four of these podcasts. All right, let's see. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this podcast, we've got links. We've got additional text. We've got graphics. We've got savings. All this kind of stuff you want to check out. So make sure you, if you're watching it somewhere else, because there's other websites that skim this content off of calbanyan.com, put it on their own website, which is okay with me, except that it doesn't have the text below, which makes the the content more valuable. Let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron is a hypno one percenter, among the best of the best in the profession. He's a five pather. He's a seven path teacher. He really knows what he's doing, which is something very exceptional. And that's why he's going to be speaking at the Solid Gold Weekend. I believe he's going to be talking about mending a broken heart. Isn't that right, L. Ron?
That's right, Cal.
Back to you, L. Ron.
Well, thanks, Cal. And once again, as always, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's really an honor for me to be here doing a show with my hypno daddy. And if those people out there watching, that didn't come out right, don't know who Cal is, you really should by now, because he synthesized Five Path. He sailed around the world using only hypnosis and eating the fish he caught. So it's my pleasure to be here representing Five Path, the Banyan Hypnosis Center. We want to give you guys some gold nuggets today.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased. As soon as I get these fish bones out of my mouth, we'll proceed. All right. Let's see. I'm kind of fiddling around here with YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you type in Cal Banyan Instant Inductions, so I'm doing right now, and on the left might be the first one and the second one, and you click on that, what you're going to do is you're going to see the topic of our program today. And that is, there's been some over 400,000 views of this video that we put up, which is really just a snippet of this and that from our video training series. It was actually a class that I taught on instant and rapid inductions for the professional. We thought it would be fun to just take snippets here and there and put them on YouTube. And I tell you, we get all kinds of comments. Of course, some people are crazy and they just write stupid stuff, but that's the nature of YouTube. But also we get some very good questions about what I'm doing. And I thought what we're going to do is we're going to do some movie magic. And in just a moment, I'm going to be replaced with this video right here on the screen. And then L. Ron and I will come back and we will talk about it and maybe answer some questions. And if you have questions that I don't think about or I don't answer in this podcast, then just put them down below in the comments area, and L. Ron and I will do our best to answer any new questions that come up. So here we go. At the count of three, the video will begin. One, two, three. Welcome back to the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services. Once again, I'm Cal Banyan. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go into some of these really speed inductions. Okay, press on my hand. Good. Close your eyes. Sleep, loosely, and relaxed. Way down. Deeper, deeper. These inductions will definitely take seconds. When you open your eyes, and you do feel good, don't you? Good, good, good. Okay, so did you enjoy the hypnosis?
Very much.
Okay. When did you begin to think you were hypnotized? Look at me when you talk to me. Sleep, loosely, and relaxed. Way down. Deeper, deeper. I give it another tug and it becomes stiff and rigid like a bar of steel. Stiff and rigid like a bar of steel. Now any pressure down and it springs up. Pressure down and it springs up. Pressure down and it springs up. Please put your hands out here in front. Both hands. Count.
One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
I'm going to do this one in slow motion so you can get all the nuances. Okay? Rest on my hand.
Close your eyes. Sleep. Do something relax. Wade. Deeper. Good. Anything you care to share about that experience?
Well, I thought you were going to do slow, and I felt like you tricked me.
And sleep. Loose limp and relax. Way down. Deeper. Deeper. Down. Down. Let's look at a little bit of the theory of how that works, right? Focus. We want to shock them, surprise them, startle them, or technical speaking, a rapid redirection of attention. Then the next thing that happens is the word sleep. All right. And what we want to do then is we want to deepen. So here's how this looks. Hypnosis is not fragile. Sleep.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sleep. Loose limb and relax. Way down. Deeper. Deeper. Press on my hand. Good. Close your eyes. Sleep. Loose limb and relax. Thanks a lot.
Alright, Elroy, it's been quite a while since you watched that video, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it gets better every time. It seems to be even better than when I watched it the first time. How is that possible?
I don't know. Well, probably because you understand it better now, right?
Yeah, probably. At least I hope so after doing it a few thousand times myself. So the answer would be yes.
Hey, let me ask you something. Speaking of it professionally, what percentage of your sessions do you use an instant induction to begin the hypnosis session?
Honestly, probably about 97.5%.
Yeah, I'm right up there about the same.
Yeah, yeah, I started out that way. In fact, I've done it so much, I switched back to the Elman Bannon induction recently just a little bit because I actually started to get bored of the instant induction. But then I realized, no, wait a minute, that's, no, I'll go back to the instant induction.
How do you get bored in 4 seconds?
I don't know, Cal. I just wanted to switch it up. What can I say?
Well, I think that's good because you're going to have some people that really need to have something that is slower. Now, so you guys who are watching, we got the Elman Bannon, which is going to take about 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes to do, which is considered rapid induction. And then you just watch a whole bunch of inductions. And let me kind of, now, I'm sure you have questions. And Elron, you can kind of just fill in here as I talk about this. Okay, so the background is that video is excerpts from a class that I was teaching on how to do instant and rapid inductions. Everyone that I did an induction on had viewed my pre-talk video called The Truth About Hypnosis. So they didn't have any fears or misconceptions about hypnosis. If they did, and sometimes there's some questions that come up afterwards, then I answered those. And so they were all properly prepared. And then everyone that I did the hypnosis with volunteered. Well, I mean, I didn't say, okay, you're going to be my victim. You know, I'd say, okay, who would like to help me out here? So everyone that I worked with was an eager, well-prepared volunteer, and so this is not against their will. And you know what? That's exactly how your clients should be too. Eager, ready, willing, and well-prepared. And if you do that, you're going to have very good success with your inductions. We'll go a couple more points all around, and I'll let you say something. Now, you see on the first individual that I'm hypnotizing, I have my hand on her shoulder, and that's because I'm doing the induction standing up so that the class can see what's going on. If that person was in the recliner, I wouldn't have my arm around her and that kind of stuff. That's just because I want to help keep her balance. And at the end of the video, you saw there where I was hypnotizing one of the students in a recliner. So you can see, obviously, I don't keep my hand on their shoulder and I don't have my arm around them and that kind of thing. I've got some notes that I took during the video that I'm looking at. And some people, they see the individual when you do the 8-word induction and I pull the hand out and the person goes forward. They think that I'm yanking them down with the other hand. I'm not. I have my hand there on their shoulder just to keep them from falling over because they're sitting upright in a chair or they're standing. So it's just for safety. I'm not yanking the person down. I'm just pulling my hand out in the eight-word induction. Next, I'm going to get into just mentioning some of the inductions that I do in that video. But first, I'm going to give L. Ron a chance. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit here to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah. I mean, one of the first things I wanted to point out is the fact that she emerged from hypnosis the first time after that induction. And Cal said, "And you do feel good, don't you?" And the question always comes to mind, well, why does he say that? Or what was it specifically he was trying to do with that? Well, that was a suggestion. He was suggesting that she feel good. And something that we always like to point out is that when we're doing an induction or when we're doing a hypnotherapy session, everything that you say has a purpose behind it. And so knowing the reasons behind things is very important, and that's why he did that. And then right after that, I thought it was also interesting, he said, "So when did you think you were hypnotized?" And that was almost like, you know, sort of a challenge to her to start to maybe think about it. And he goes, "Look at me when you talk to me, sleep." And then that was an additional convincer. She went back into hypnosis via post-hypnotic suggestion. So that was just one more thing that would help her convince that she was hypnotized. And I think it's also interesting to note that we always like to talk about there's no such thing as a hypnotized feeling. And so even asking her about that was almost like a pattern interrupt, so to speak, that sort of got her thinking along a different train of thought than she normally would. And because there's no such thing as a hypnotized feeling, everybody in any situation will have what they think a hypnotized feeling is. And so as she started to look for it, maybe she found it, maybe she didn't, but it gave her the opportunity to get really convinced she was in hypnosis when he did that post-hypnotic suggestion. So I thought that was really entertaining watching that the second time around.
Okay, cool. Now, one of the, here's a little insider tip, trick, and technique. And that is, when you do a convincer, when you've hypnotized someone, it's really a deepening technique. When they realize that they're hypnotized, that takes them deeper. So let me talk about some of the inductions that I do in there. Is the eight-word induction. You get to see that. If you type eight-word induction into a search engine, you're going to, Cal Banyan, eight-word induction. I have instructions on my websites, hypnosiscenter.com and hypnosis.org, really, on how to do that step by step. And then the one that L. Ron was talking about was the instant induction by post-hypnotic suggestion. And if you ever get a chance to see the entire day-long class on DVD, then you'll see that I give her instructions and I compound it in so that all I have to do is like tug on my tie and say the word sleep, and she'll instantly go back into hypnosis. Now, guess what? People come to see hypnotists not to be hypnotized. The vast majority of why people come to see hypnotists is to fix a problem. And so spending more time deeply hypnotizing someone than necessary is just a waste of time. So what if, you know, with every single person that you saw in their first appointment, once they've been tested to ensure that they're at the proper depth of hypnosis, you just gave them a post-hypnotic suggestion that whenever they want to do hypnosis with you, all you have to do is, you know, give them some signal, like tugging on the tie and saying the word sleep. And imagine how much time that would save. And it really, really does work. Another one. Anything you want to add to that, L. Ron?
No, that's pretty good, Cal. Keep going.
Why, thank you. Then there's an interesting induction I do there is one I made up called the eye lock induction. And that's where I push on his head and have him experience false eye lock and then trigger the induction. Do you ever use that one, L. Ron?
Yeah, actually, I used it a couple times, even though just the hand press eight-word induction is good enough for me. And another thing, yeah, I just like to always point out, it's all about being able, once you know the formula, you can design those instant inductions as you see fit, pretty much because of the shock in there, right, when he presses and lets it go. I love that one.
Exactly, and that's how I came up with the blast-off induction, which is the one where you see they'll be counting backwards and their hand is out there, or this hand is out there, and they go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I touch the hand, it comes down, and boom, they're right there into that deep low of hypnosis very quickly. Now, one thing you need to know about doing these instantaneous inductions is that you need to immediately go into a deepening technique. If you do an instant induction and you wait 2 seconds to start deepening them, they'll go in deep hypnosis and out of deep hypnosis instantaneously. So, you want to talk a little bit about the theory about how that works since you brought it up, Elron?
Yeah, absolutely. just to give it the quick once-over, what's happening during that instant induction process? Let's just take the 8-word induction, for instance. We divide it into 4 parts. You have the part of it where you're having them focus, and then you provide a shock, which is a rapid redirection of attention, which you saw in the video. He's got it all diagrammed out there, but just going into it a little bit deeper. And then after the shock, you say the word sleep, and then immediately after sleep, you deepen them, just like Cal was talking about. So focus, shock, the word sleep, and then deepen. And you can apply that to anything, really. Just like the 8-word inductions, you know, it's press on my hand, close your eyes, that's the focus step. You pull your hand out, which is the shock. You say the word sleep, which is number 3. And then you deepen, which is maybe a 1-5 count, or saying 2 sentences that are suggesting relaxation and going deeper relaxed to keep them going down so that they can go under that threshold and not just pop right back out of hypnosis, because whatever goes up must come down, and whatever goes down must come up. If you just say sleep and then keep your mouth shut, they're going to open their eyes again and then go say, hey, what are you doing? Is that supposed to stick or something like that? We want to deepen them so that they can lock into it. And then after that happens, hypnosis isn't fragile. But if you take that same model and apply it from out of the 8-word induction and say the blast-off induction, they're doing the same exact things. They're counting from 10 down to 1 while they imagine a rocket ship. That's the focus step. And then what does Cal do? He either pushes on their hand or taps on their hand. That's the shock step. And then he says the word sleep. That's the sleep step. And then he goes into his deepening technique, whatever it is. And so here's an idea. Something that you can do, whether you are a hypnotist or whether you are just finding this video for the first time, I challenge you guys to send us one of your inductions that you made up. Try to do something that's totally new, totally wild. You don't even have to practice it. I just like to see, just to see if you comprehend what we're talking about, whether I explained it good enough just now or whether Cal's explaining it. Write down one of your own instant inductions, or we'd be happy to get whatever your instant inductions are. What do you think of that idea, Cal?
Sure, that sounds great. But one of the challenges is just by just watching this video and with what we explained, that I think they're going to be ill-prepared. I mean, a lot of people out there watching this have gone through my training. They have got the DVD set, and so please go ahead and do it. But as everyone was talking, I was going through some of the questions that have been asked with regard to that video, and one of the persons says, you know, I tried this and it didn't work. Well, guess what? In a 2-minute and 43-second video that just shows the highlights of how these work, you're not going to get sufficient training to actually do this with any kind of success. And I recommend that you don't try this 8-word induction until you've had some training on it, because particularly standing up, because some people go into hypnosis so quickly they may fall. So if you do practice on your own, they need to be in a recliner so that they can't fall. But the people definitely have to be properly prepared to go into hypnosis instantaneously and remain there. So that's kind of what I think about that. Don't think that by watching that 2-minute video, you're going to be able to start creating instant inductions. But if I hopefully, you know, you'll be interested enough to you'll go through a certification course or at least get the DVD. And this is what I'm going to do for this week only. I'm going to put that video, the instant rapid inductions for the professional, on sale. So I'm going to say 20% off just for you guys that are watching this video and you really want to learn how to do it right. All right, let's see what else I got. A lot of people say, you know what, that really looks fake. And that's because they don't, I understand. When I first saw that kind of stuff, I didn't believe it either because I didn't understand the mechanics and the theory of how all this works. As I was on YouTube, I was looking around at these inductions and stuff, and there's a lot of people doing all kinds of crazy inductions on YouTube that might work or might not work, but I'd say beware of any induction-type teaching, be it on YouTube or in person, where they don't do depth testing. It's very easy to get a subject to put their head down and be relaxed when you say sleep or when you do any kind of induction. So just because the person has gone loose, limp, and relaxed does not mean that they're hypnotized. The only way you can know if someone is hypnotized is how, Elron?
By testing.
Depth testing.
That's it.
And I did a lot of depth testing in that video, not in the little clip that you saw. There was, in that, there was only arm catalepsy for light hypnosis, and then the number block where she's counting on her fingers and thinks she has 11 fingers. That takes a deeper level of hypnosis. So I think that validates the induction. So were you going to say something, Elron?
No, I wasn't. I was just going to clarify that covert depth testing is always the way to go. Because you know, if you are only relying on some of your really theatrical overt depth tests, sometimes that gives the client an opportunity to fail. And when it's covert, that is, if you're doing like a losing the numbers covert test or eye fractionation deepening and testing, and that's a little bit of jargon mixed in there, I apologize to you guys. But just so you know, there are covert depth tests to do. One of them is built into the Ellman-Banning induction or the Dave Ellman induction. It's very classic. And that will ascertain that the client is at the proper level of hypnosis so that you can lock into that. And whether they fail or not, the client will not be aware of that, and you'll be able to proceed without any loss of momentum. Anything you'd like to add to that, Cal?
Okay, I think we've got to wrap it up. I need to put in my little bit of information about courses. Is there anything else you want to say to wrap it up?
That's it, Cal.
Okay. Thank you, Elron, for doing this. I think this is kind of an interesting episode because we've got that video in there. Maybe we'll do that kind of stuff in the future. Let's see. Guess what? If you're watching this on Friday, when it just went out, you've got approximately 48 hours to get yourself into class, if we have any space left, because February 6th through the 17th is the first ever, perhaps last ever, 11-day version of the course with a bonus day about how to do marketing, sales, referrals, and all that kind of stuff. Gosh, if you can't make it, oh well, that's okay. We will also have classes coming up, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, which all my 10-day courses are, which means that they have both the NGH minimum content and 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. And that starts on July 9th through the 20th, and that's with the weekend off. Then we have another one October 29th through November 9th, all both in 2012 with the weekend off. And then for you guys who are already certified, preferably already practicing, and you just want to get the advanced training, then we have May 20th, that's the week of power, where you get your 5-path and 7-path certification. And then usually, I haven't got the confirmation yet, in August at the NGH convention, we do a pre and post convention version where we do like 4 days before and 3 days after, or 5 days before and 2 days after, and you are invited to be there. Okay, that's it. Elron, give them your website and how they can contact you.
Yeah, you can email me at elronhypnosis@gmail.com, And visit me at safeeffectivehypnosis.com, which needs to be updated massively, by the way. But I encourage you to contact me, and I encourage you to take action to build your hypnosis practice. When you take action, you get a result, and you can make adjustments. Thank you so much for watching the video today, and remember that everything counts. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. I'm Cal Banyans, Cal Banyans Hypnosis, etc. Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/hypnosisETC, stands for hypnosis, etc. And you'll get in on all the inside scoop stuff we talk about in between episodes. And visit hypnosis.org. I've got a free how to hypnotize video there, and also hypnosiscenter.com. Loads and loads of hypnosis information. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.